News for retailers who've been looking forward to back-to-school spending. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRN, usanews.com.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah, Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and you'll feel consoled to know that the government has launched a war on cancer. In fact, it began back during the Nixon administration, and they've spent countless billions of dollars to fight cancer. The only trouble is it's kept increasing, and certainly breast cancer and prostatic cancer, and so many types of cancer are increasing and continue increasing. And if we have a war on cancer, how could we be doing such a poor job? Certainly, the scientific data is all there on things that can be done to counter cancer. And yet, of course, patients aren't getting better, and they're still receiving chemotherapy and radiation, both of which actually are carcinogenic. We're giving women mammograms all the time. Why do we do that when mammograms are carcinogenic? Is it possible that maybe we're not really fighting an effective war on cancer? Is it the fact that the people in government are incompetent? Or is it that there is another agenda? Well, with us this morning is Tom Elias. And Tom has written a wonderful book about the Brzezinski breakthrough, the story of Stanislaus Brzezinski, who is a Polish doctor who came to America, became an American citizen, found an effective treatment for the majority of cancers, not all of them, but most of the cancers are mediated through a gene in the human body, the P53 cancer gene, and you can actually turn that gene on by using the products, the substances that Dr. Brzezinski has isolated. And certainly the patients who are susceptible to the treatment, many of them do very well after having been abandoned by conventional medicine. And, of course, what did the government do with Dr. Brzezinski? After all, here's a man who's done what they wanted. Why they wanted to send him to prison for 300 years. They wanted to send him to prison for 300 years, and they would have if a jury hadn't had the opportunity to exonerate him. So with that as the background of the story, our guest this morning, Tom Elias, the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, and we think it's an important story. Tom, you pick it up and tell how you got involved, and what's the true story of the war on cancer, where the officials in Washington, D.C. are so concerned about the little children dying of this terrible disease.
Well, you're absolutely right, Dr. Stan, and it's a pleasure to be with you. And what we have... what we've seen over the last 30 years is not the war on cancer that President Nixon had first announced in about 1970, but a war on cancer cures. In fact, very specifically, the peptide-related treatment that Dr. Brzezinski has, which does not have the toxic side effects of the usual standard treatments of chemotherapy and radiation, that treatment was persecuted for more than 30 years, and Dr. Brzezinski finally has got to the point where much of the personnel that were persecuting him at the Food and Drug Administration and the National Cancer Institute have either retired or been replaced, and so we have a slightly different approach today, although it's hardly what you'd call a really favorable approach. But rather than a war on cancer, what I'm saying is that for 30 years there was a war on this cancer treatment, which is effective in 65% of all cancers. The most spectacular successes are in brain tumors, and the reason we call them the most spectacular is because the five-year survival rate for brain tumors like gliomas and glioblastomas and astrocytomas and medulloblastomas, the most severe brain tumors, the five-year survival rate is barely one-half of 1%. And Dr. Brzezinski has a five-year survival rate of over 40% against those cancers, and a response rate where the cancers either reduce or go away completely of 65% against those cancers. And that those numbers come from clinical trials that were supervised by the Food and Drug Administration and whose results the Food and Drug Administration accepts today. And that's why the FDA, which once called this treatment a fraud, not just once, but many times, but I mean at one time they called it a fraud, they now call it the most promising treatment there is against several forms of brain tumor. Now, it's also effective, as Dr. Stan mentioned earlier, against a wide panoply of other cancers: breast cancer, prostate cancer, liver cancer, kidney cancer, Hodgkin's disease, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You could go on and on with the list. The most spectacular contrast between the successes of this treatment and the failures of the standard treatments is in brain tumors. And that's really the only reason why we talk about brain tumors so much for this treatment. But the most important thing to understand about this and about my book is that this is information that can save lives. This is information that has saved lives. It's information that you can get in this book and that can lead you or your loved ones or your friends who have cancer to seek out a treatment that really is effective, but which most doctors have been, they've basically been propagandized against this to the point where they don't believe it's correct. But that's wrong. That's been a campaign of disinformation that's gone on for more than 20 years against this drug. Really began in 1985, and it was motivated by money primarily. But you can now get this treatment in one form or another at Dr. Brzezinski's clinic in Houston, Texas, but this isn't a commercial for that. This is a story to tell you how you can save lives, or how we can save lives, and we can do it without the toxic side effects that you get from the standard treatments. You don't have the hair falling out. You don't have the constant nausea with this treatment. It's the patients who are treated on this often continue with their lives in a pretty ordinary fashion while they're actually receiving the treatment.
Yes, actually, my best friend's daughter went down there. She had metastatic breast cancer carcinoma, and she's on medication, and she's just doing great. All of her cancer markers are down, and it truly is miraculous. It's doing this along with altering her diet, but she's taking the medication, and although initially they'd wanted to do radical surgery, which she didn't want, now that the surgeons say, well, you're doing so well, not necessary, If this is true, why don't they tell us on 60 Minutes? We'll be right back.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Tom Elias. And Tom, you go right ahead.
Well, okay, Dr. Stan, you'd asked me earlier how I got involved in this, and here's the story, basically. I at the time that I first became involved in this, I was the West Coast correspondent for the Scripps Howard chain of newspapers, national chain of newspapers, and papers in towns like Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Cincinnati and Memphis and Denver, and the Rocky Mountain News was a Scripps Howard newspaper back in its heyday. And at the time that I became involved in this, I was actually engaged with covering the O.J. Simpson criminal trial for Scripps Howard, and I was in court just about every day. But one evening at my home, the phone rang. And it was a woman that I had known for, probably about 15 years. Maybe 15 years earlier, I had taken a class that she also took. And I knew her to be a pretty solid person. And she said to me, Tom, she said, you've got to help me. The doctor who saved my life when I had a grade 4 lymphoma that wasn't going away and was rapidly expanding, that doctor who saved my life is now under indictment. The government is trying to put him in jail, and basically they're trying to put him in jail for saving my life and the lives of other people like me. Now, you know, Dr. Stan, when you're a news guy, a lot of people approach you, and often they approach you with pretty flaky ideas. But as I said, I knew this woman was pretty solid. So I began to look into this. It was actually a kind of a relief for me, because it gave me a little time to think about something other than O.J. Simpson and his crimes. But what I discovered in looking into this is that the government was calling Dr. Brzezinski a fraud, but they couldn't give you any information that would back up that charge. And meanwhile, Dr. Brzezinski was able to provide information that clearly showed he was not a fraud. For instance, I asked him for a list of all the patients that he had treated over the past 10 years. And he was able to provide that to me, and also I wanted their phone numbers, and he was able to provide that information to me within less than 2 days. And this was in the days before all the Patient Privacy Act, acts, where he would have had to get permission from each one of these people to provide their name and phone number. So I chose 15 names at random from this long list. I just went down the list and checked them off completely at random. I didn't know who these people were. And I called each of these 15 people. And as you might guess, since people don't come to Dr. Brzezinski as a rule until they're completely desperate, because the doctors generally tell them not to do this. They generally tell them to get the standard treatments of chemo and radiation. And people trust their doctors, so they do what their doctors say. And when the chemo and radiation doesn't work, some of them end up going down to Dr. Brzezinski, and they're in pretty bad shape by the time they get there. And so some of these people are arriving too late, and they're not going to get cured, even if Dr. Brzezinski tries. And so when I called the 15 people, some of the names that I was trying to reach, the people were dead, and I reached their relatives instead. The bottom line is, though, that out of the people that I called at random from this entire list, not one had anything negative to say about Dr. Brzezinski. The patients who had been cured or were in remission, they were very high on it, as you might expect, and many of them told me that their previous doctors, their conventional doctors, had given up on them. Some of them said they'd been told to go home and get their affairs in order. And that, you know, because they were as good as dead, they had 2 or 3 months to live. Then they went down to Dr. Brzezinski. And in some cases now, these people are 10, 15 years later, and they're healthy and living normal lives. But even the people whose relatives had passed away told me that their experience with Dr. Brzezinski was completely positive, that rather than the discomfort and the misery that the conventional treatments had inflicted on the folks, this treatment didn't do that. This treatment let them be comfortable. It didn't have the toxic side effects, and whatever else it did, it made their last days comfortable. So while the majority of people that I contacted in this manner were doing fine, even the ones who didn't do well didn't have anything negative to say about it. And once that happened, once I had done that canvas of these people, I realized that the government was essentially lying to me. And the more I progressed in investigating this story, the more I saw that the scientific community was also lying to me. I saw an article. The key article against Dr. Brzezinski was carried in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and it was written by a man named Saul Green, who was a researcher at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Institute in New York, the very famous institution. And Saul Green had initially gotten involved in the Brzezinski story, I later discovered, because back in the mid-'80s, when Dr. Brzezinski had treated some patients who were covered by health insurance from Aetna Insurance Company, Aetna sued to avoid paying Dr. Brzezinski for treating these patients, and they hired Saul Green as a researcher to try and prove that Dr. Brzezinski's treatment didn't work. He wasn't able to prove that ever. As you can see, I devote a whole chapter in my book. It's called Answering the Critics. And Saul Green is one of the prominent figures in there, as he eventually became the leading critic of Dr. Brzezinski. But basically, I haven't just rebutted Saul Green. I've proved what he said was wrong. I've proved that when he published certain quotes from scientists in the Journal of the American Medical Association, those quotes were incomplete. One Japanese scientist is quoted as saying, this drug, we have seen results in this drug that show it does not work. Well, the actual full quote in the letter that man wrote to Saul Green was, we have seen scientific results that show that this treatment does not work on 5% of cancers. The other 95%, the man went on to report, it worked fine against. But Saul Green cut that, the key part of that off. He only used the part that would look bad, and it was totally taken out of context. It was totally inaccurate. And, in fact, that Japanese scientist that he quoted has translated my book into Japanese. That's how highly he thinks of Dr. Brzezinski and this treatment.
But
so it's really quite a staggering
the American
campaign of disinformation.
Part of the problem, as it is with most things, and it doesn't represent the doctors. It represents a small, select group that have an agenda, much of it which is harmful to the American people.
Well, in this case, you certainly have to say that's true. You know, the lying went right on down to the oncologist that I dealt with on the line level, the actual clinical oncologist that patients would see. For instance, one doctor in Michigan, when I was looking into the case history of a woman from Michigan that he had treated, he told me that this woman was currently in a hospice and was getting ready to die. She'd be dead within 2 months. Well, as it happens, the woman is alive today and well, and at the time that this doctor told me this information, this misinformation, I had just spoken to that woman 1 hour earlier on the same day, and she was alive and well and living at home and was making progress on Dr. Brzezinski's treatment at that time, and now she's off the treatment and just fine. So this doctor flat out lied to me. In the case of Tori Moreno, the youngest patient that Dr. Brzezinski ever treated, who came to him at the age of 3 weeks, her parents brought her there at the age of 3 weeks with a brainstem glioma that was inoperable. Her parents had been told by a doctor at Memorial Hospital in Long Beach, California, to take their daughter home and just let her die. Don't do any CPR or anything on her because you'll just prolong her misery. And they took her down to see Dr. Brzezinski, and this is now 11 years ago that they did this. They did this after having read one of the previous editions of my book. And little Tori Moreno, whose doctors had told the parents that she would be dead within weeks, is now 11 years old and a strapping kid, very healthy, completely in remission. Nothing but there's no sign of her tumor, her brain tumor, except a little bit of scar tissue in that place. And when I called that doctor when I was writing the case history of Tori Moreno for one of the subsequent editions of the book, which you can now get, that doctor, when I asked him, what do you think, what would you say if I told you that Tori Moreno is alive and well today? That doctor said to me, I don't believe in fiction. And then he hung up. Tori Moreno is not fiction. Tori Moreno is a child who lives in Riverside County, California, and is healthy and well today. But the doctors lie. And it's a staggering thing. Many of the doctors don't lie, but they have been subjected to the lies of Saul Green and other publications, which have told them that this drug is a fraud. Now, you present the evidence about the patients who have been treated successfully on this peptide-based treatment that Dr. Brzezinski uses. You present that to the website quackwatch.com, for instance. They don't listen. They don't change the information. But I want to tell you, there is one website. It's the website belonging to Dr. Andrew Weil, the famous doctor that operates out of Phoenix, Arizona. But Dr. Weil's website at one time quoted the Quackwatch stuff on Dr. Brzezinski. And when I presented him with evidence that Dr. Brzezinski's treatment works, Dr. Weil removed that information from his website.
Well,
he refused to participate in the campaign of disinformation.
Doctors, and they obviously, somebody is putting up a great deal of money to keep that thing going, and they will attack people who you know of effective cancer treatments and called them all sorts of horrible things. One of them was Dean Burke. He was the number one man at the National Cancer Institute in chemotherapy research, 25 years experience, and they lambasted him because he said they talked about another effective cancer treatment. And I don't believe Quack Watch is, I believe Quack Watch is there for a specific purpose, and I don't think it is to protect the public. That is my personal opinion.
Well, based on my interactions with them, I've got to agree with you, Dr. Stan. There's no question about it. And
but
you know I don't just agree with you willy-nilly.
To defame and deprecate anybody who's got an effective cancer treatment, you have to ask yourself, why would anybody want to prevent people from getting cancer treatment that's effective? But you go right ahead, Tom.
Yeah, well, it is this campaign of disinformation. And it's basically, it goes back to something that the commissioner of the FDA in 1980, a long gone commissioner of the FDA, told a congressional committee back then. He said, and you'll find the quote in my book, the FDA has never and will never license a drug to any individual, but only to a large pharmaceutical company. And so what happened in this case is that once the FDA and the National Cancer Institute sent a panel of doctors to Houston in 1990 to check on Dr. Brzezinski's results, and they discovered that in a panel of seven brain tumor patients who had been given up on by their other doctors, they discovered that Brzezinski had successfully treated all seven of these people. And they went back and they reported this result to the National Cancer Institute.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back there.
Rush Housing Authority reminds our listeners that respect and care for senior citizens is everyone's responsibility. This summer, when temperatures can be dangerous, you can help prevent a tragedy by going to a senior's home or apartment to see if their air conditioning or fan is in proper working order. Your help is needed and appreciated, and it only takes a minute. That's from Rush Housing Authority, who says our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's Rush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046. That's 842-5046.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Tom Elias, and now we carry the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. We think it's an important book, and we even have a tape set of interviews with Dr. Brzezinski and Tom and others who know about this treatment. Tom, do you have any sort of a website that covers any issues dealing with Dr. Brzezinski?
Well, in fact, Dr. Brzezinski has a very thorough website that's called www.cancermed.com.
Cancermed.com, okay.
Right, and I maintain an email address where people can write to me with any questions they have about this book and about the Brzezinski treatment, and that's called Burzbook, B-U-R-Z-B-O-O-K, at AOL.com. And people should understand that Brzezinski's name is spelled B-U-R-Z-Y-N-S-K-I, and you can Google him, and you'll get an awful lot of information if you do that. And so it means easy to get. But I was telling you the information's easy to get. And, in fact, just this week, I've responded to two of your listeners, Dr. Stan, who asked questions on that Burzbook email address. But what I was going to say when the last commercial break came up was that the FDA and the National Cancer Institute sent a team of physicians down to Houston to review a bunch of Dr. Brzezinski's cases. He had actually prepared 25 cases for them to review of his brain tumor patients in 1990. They stopped after seven. They were satisfied, this panel was. They went back and reported, and you'll see the memo that they wrote quoted in my book. The human brain tumor responses are real, they said. And that's as early as 1990. And then you'll see a subsequent memo in which Dr. Michael Friedman, who was then the chief of the Cancer Therapy Evaluation Program for the National Cancer Institute, repeats that finding that the tumor responses are real. But then he adds that we need to investigate this drug further, and we can do so with the help of a pharmaceutical company that's interested in bringing this treatment to market. That's right in an internal memo within the FDA, and within the National Cancer Institute, actually, at that time, that I unearthed while I was researching this book. It's a staggering finding when you think about it. But it just goes to show that from the very beginning, the NCI and the FDA were determined to steal this drug from Dr. Brzezinski and give it to a large pharmaceutical company. That company was named Elan Pharmaceuticals and had been interested in Dr. Brzezinski's drug for about a year and a half before the memo was written. And they ended up financing another lab at the National Cancer Institute, which obtained five patents in early 1995. The National Cancer Institute, the National Institutes of Health, obtained five patents that were identical to Dr. Brzezinski's patents, and then they sold the development rights on those patents to Elan Pharmaceutical. And within 2 months of when that document was signed, the development agreement between the National Cancer Institute and Elon Pharmaceutical, Dr. Brzezinski's clinic was raided, and 2 months later, he was indicted on 75 counts of interstate commerce in an unapproved drug and insurance fraud. Now, he was later acquitted of all those counts, as you said earlier, Dr. Stan, and but the thing is that the purpose of the prosecution of Dr. Brzezinski, we now know, was to clear the way for this pharmaceutical company, Elon Pharmaceutical, to take this drug and develop it and bring it to market as a major cancer treatment. Now, when Dr. Brzezinski was acquitted of all counts against him, they couldn't do this, because he was able to protect his patents against patent infringement since he was not in prison. Because they couldn't get him out of the way, this pharmaceutical company went bankrupt.
And well, it couldn't have happened to a more deserving company, but those people in the FDA should be sent to prison and should be charged with the murder of all the people who've died unnecessarily because of what they did.
But absolutely, they should be, Dr. People. Stan. And you know where they are now?
Yeah, they've all been promoted.
They got promoted.
They're retired, happily, living happily, or working for other drug companies.
Well, not just drug companies. The most prominent figure in this, I call him the chief villain in the piece, is Dr. Michael Friedman, who wrote that key memo when he was at the National Cancer Institute in 1991. And 4 years later, in 1995, he was the deputy commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, and he presided over the prosecution of Dr. Brzezinski. He ordered the prosecution of Dr. Brzezinski. Well, Dr. Friedman subsequently left and went to work for a pharmaceutical company, as you say, Abbott Laboratories, but then he didn't stay there forever. Now Dr. Friedman is the president of the City of Hope National Medical Center in Duarte, California, which advertises continually about their innovative cancer treatments. And yet their president, and of course all those so-called innovative cancer treatments involve radiation and chemotherapy, so they're really not innovative at all. They're just twists on the old stuff. And meanwhile, the man who thwarted what really is the most promising cancer treatment, and even the FDA recognizes that now for certain cancers, that man is the very highly paid president of that medical center. And as you say, he really belongs in prison for murder, because a lot of people have died on account of his actions.
And but unfortunately, I probably he'll never be punished in this life. I only would hope that justice would be done in the hereafter. Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524 if you have a question for Tom Elias on his book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. But ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that this is the sort of thing that government does. I mean, you cannot trust government because it's made up of people, and certainly our founding fathers knew you could not trust people with government, with power. In fact, as Thomas Jefferson had said so well, in matters of politics, speak not to be of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. Well, this is certainly mischief when you are suppressing drugs that will treat cancer and save people's lives and stop the suffering, and they let little children die. They let little children die intentionally and knowingly of horrible brain tumors, and they know there's effective treatments. And these are the people who are running the FDA today. Now, they're good scientists there. It's simply the people at the top who, of course, are suppressing effective treatments. If you have a question, 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our last segment with Tom Elias this morning is the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. That's The Brzezinski Breakthrough, and we do carry it. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Well, certainly one of the four interviews we have in our four-tape set is with a Colonel Navarro. He was Special Forces, retired colonel, whose son, Tommy Navarro, had a brain cancer. Would you like to tell that story? Because I'll tell you, I had a hard time getting through the interview.
I'll tell you something. That's quite a dramatic story. But, you know, in my book, I've got a very similar story to Tom Navarro's. And you can look it up. It's one of my case histories. It's a little boy named Zach McConnell who was at first allowed to see Dr. Brzezinski. Then the FDA ordered Dr. Brzezinski to stop treating him. And he went back home, and his tumor recurred. And then after it got bad enough, he was allowed to go back on Brzezinski's treatment, and then he was ordered off of it again, and he finally died. And it's a similar story to what happened to Thomas Navarro, but maybe not quite as dramatic as what happened to Thomas Navarro, but the outcome's basically the same. The FDA killed both of these children. Actually went and visited Zach McConnell's school in Scottsdale, Arizona, and when I was researching that story, and his teachers told me just how bright he was. But Zach, like Thomas Navarro, developed a medulloblastoma brain tumor, which is not common, but it's a brain tumor that occurs almost exclusively in small children. And both of these kids were around 6 or 7 years old at the time that they were afflicted with these tumors. In the case of Tom Navarro, when he was diagnosed with his tumor, the Minnesota Child Welfare Authorities ordered his parents, who lived in Minneapolis, to take him someplace to get full brain radiation. Now, they refused because Colonel Jim Navarro, who is a former Green Beret colonel, who had served with distinction in Vietnam, by the way, Jim Navarro learned that full brain radiation would reduce his child's IQ by about 30 points. It was guaranteed to do that. And so if a child has a normal IQ of about 115 or so, this will reduce that person to about 85 IQ points, which means that, you know, you can never really hold a responsible job. You can't really be a contributor, much of a contributor in life when your IQ is that low, and it would have been artificially set that way. And Jim Navarro didn't want that to happen to his child, especially once he heard about the Brzezinski treatment, which would not have that effect on his kid. So when he was ordered to take little Thomas in for full brain radiation, he refused. So the Minnesota Child Welfare Authorities ordered that Thomas be taken away from his parents and be subjected to this treatment, whether his parents liked it or not. And so Jim Navarro and Thomas Navarro went on the road. They went on the lam. They hid out from the FBI, which was looking for them. And this went on for years. And during that time, it went on for about 2 years. And during that time, little Thomas was operated on for his tumor twice by a doctor in New York City named Fred Epstein, who worked at Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center there. And Dr. Epstein twice removed this tumor, and both times it grew back. And finally, when it grew back the third time, the FDA finally allowed Dr. Brzezinski to treat him. Previously, they had told Dr. Brzezinski that he would be jailed if he attempted to treat Thomas Navarro. So finally, Thomas Navarro ended up down in Houston for this treatment, and his brain tumor was pretty much resolved. But he died, unfortunately, in the hospital of pneumonia because he had been so disabled by the whole experience of having the tumor removed and having it grow back again and having it interfere with his brain function.
We have a wonderful Federal Drug Administration. If we could only give them more power, they could just solve so many problems for us. We have a caller. Who's on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wynn out here in Denver calling.
Okay.
Hi, Wynn. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Dr. Stan, I came in late this morning, so if I've asked a question that's already been answered, I do apologize, but I did want to ask your guest, Dr. Brzezinski's method of treating cancer, has it been tested on things like breast cancers, prostate, lung cancers?
No. It's very good.
Yes, by all means. I explained earlier, Wynn, that we talk about the brain tumors a lot because the contrast between how well the Dr. Brzezinski's treatment does against brain tumors and how poorly the standard treatments do against the brain tumors, the same tumors, is so stark. You know, it's a difference of a 0.5%, half of 1% response rate for the standard treatments and a 65% rate of response for Dr. Brzezinski's drug. Even though we talk about brain tumors a lot, this treatment is effective against a wide range of tumors. About 65% of all tumors, cancers, are associated with a malfunction of one gene, the P53 tumor suppressor gene, which becomes disabled. It can either be genetic, it can be environmental, but it becomes covered with a group of chemicals called methyl groups. And once this gene becomes hypermethylated, it no longer performs its anti-tumor function of making disease cells break up and disappear and wash away in the bloodstream, and then they're excreted in your urine. That's the way it normally happens. But when this gene is covered with the groups, it's called hypermethylated, it can't do that. It's basically suffocated. Now, Dr. Brzezinski's treatment operates to switch that gene back on, and how it does it, it dissolves the methyl groups away.
Hey, we're out of time, Tom. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Stan, but it does work.
If
cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and hope you enjoyed our program with Tom Elias. The book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a four-tape set of my interviews with Colonel Navarro and Sydney with Dr. Brzezinski and with Tom Elias. Information you need to know. We have a four-tape set on why do we still have cancer. And we have a four-tape set on Laetrile. And we have a great deal of information. But you must understand, there are people who hate humanity, and they really want to kill them off. There's too many people in the world, and here's a wonderful solution. If you've never heard our four-tape set on the new orders of the barbarian, you need to hear it, and you need to hear Dr. Dunnigan, who's a pediatrician in Pennsylvania I talked to, talk about Dr. Richard Day, the medical director for Planned Parenthood, who said there are too many people in the world. They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. We have the treatments, and we've got them locked away in the basement of the Rockefeller Center. And I believe that is true. It's amazing. It's probably the most amazing four tapes that we have. The New Order of the Barbarians. You need to hear my talk on planned population reduction. My talk on population control. My talk on none dare call it genocide. They're all available from Radio Liberty and our population control reduction monograph or the population control agenda monograph. You can get it on the internet, or if you get anything else from us, ask for a free copy. We'll send it. It's the best thing that's out there. There's so much more. But this is well done. You need to get the DVD on the end game. That's put up by Alex Jones. My talk on the specter haunting America. The specter haunting America, how they are using vaccines to destroy the fertility of people all throughout the world. That's why we're giving those vaccines to those little black and brown children. You think they want to save their lives? No. I mean, the man is putting up the money, believes in population control. And, of course, what you can do is you can turn off the fertility genes so that the children and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren are the children who are getting the vaccines financed from America today. They will not have children. They know what they're doing. The best DVD on this subject, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda, Dr. David Ayoub, and you'll get, of course, a free CD-ROM with several thousand pages of documentation, scientific documentation they don't want you to know. They're destroying the lives of those little black and brown children. Don't forget our all-day conference on the 17th of October. Dr. Ayo will be there talking on another subject, one of my favorite guests. Dr. David Ayo will be there the 17th of October. You need reservations. It's all day. We're bringing speakers from all across the country. We do hope you can come. We usually have a contingent from the Colorado area. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 and 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are at war. America is under attack today. HIV virus was made in a laboratory. How do we know that? Why, some of the people who've been involved have come forward, and you've never heard their story, because you're not supposed to hear their story. We've got a great diverse. We have a book by Don Scott on how they created the virus, a rather large book, but we certainly think it's well worthwhile getting the information. It's called AIDS, the Crime Beyond Belief. AIDS, the Crime Beyond Belief. And ladies and gentlemen, 30 to 40 million people have already died, but your tax dollars at work. Your tax dollars at work. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.